the sports voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good afternoon, everybody. Live from Greensburg. Hi, it's Jim Williams along with the Greensburg Dean of Students, Colin Rigney, and we have got a great girls varsity game in store for you in just a few moments. And if it's anything like the JV game was moments ago, this is going to be a terrific afternoon. It's the first of our Batesville doubleheader on WRBI. We've got the girls this afternoon, the boys tonight back in Batesville. So it's a little bit of driving, but everybody's so close together here in southeastern Indiana, it works out totally fine. So, Colin, welcome to the broadcast, and we just saw a great JV game with your Pirate girls getting so close, but just not quite close enough. Batesville wins that junior varsity contest 29-27.
Yeah, Jim, thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here. It was certainly a very exciting JV game, and I think that just paints the picture for what we're in store for this afternoon.
And as we've heard from both coaches, Leah West is going to be the key in this varsity matchup for both sides.
I would agree with that. She's a very dynamic player for the Pirates, both on the offense and defensive end.
And I'm guessing, as at most schools, I know it's the case at Batesville, these teams are both excellent students.
Yes. Obviously, I don't know the Batesville girls as well as I know the Greensburg girls, but I can say for certain that this Greensburg team is filled with excellent students, and it would not shock me in the slightest if the Batesville team is filled with the same.
Yeah, absolutely. A ton of strategy for each coach, and if anything, we've learned that Mitchell Taylor is a deep thinker, as Aaron Garrett is, and I found Coach Simpson to be the same way. Lots of detail in what he's going to be telling us in just a few moments.
Very much so, yes.
And so, how long have you been in the Dean of Students position here?
This is my first year as Dean of Students. Thank you. 6 year overall in education, and five of those 6 years I've been right here in Greensburg.
Well, now you're a broadcaster.
Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe this will open up a new door for me that I had no idea.
Well, we sure do. Thank you for joining us, and you'll be able to lend us some great insights today, and it should be an excellent ball game. And, folks, we are going to tell you just how excellent it is with both coaches in just a moment. It's Jim Williams and Colin Rigney with Greensburg and Batesville girls basketball this afternoon. Boys coming up tonight, and we'll be right back with Coach Jason Simpson in just a moment on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and on the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Back before this girls' contest with the number 4-ranked Greensburg Pirates head coach Jason Simpson. And Coach, you're 15-4 on the season, coming up against a pretty strong Batesville team that's looked pretty good, but not, of course, up there in the ratings with you folks. What do you look for going into this game?
Batesville is one of those teams. Obviously, this is one of our big rivals. It's an EIAC conference opponent, possible sectional opponent. Lot on the line here today for both of us. You know, if we're able to win this, it secures the outright conference title for us. If Batesville is able to get us, it keeps them in the, actually, I think it assures them a tie of a conference title. As far as what they're going to bring to the table, their length and height present a lot of issues for a lot of people. And it's something that you just have to be sure in their multiple zones they're going to be throwing out there. You can't get lazy with your passes. You got to be aware of the length that they're putting out on the floor. You have to make sure you're not standing A lot of times kids get caught up in, well, I'm open because they're standing in open space, but you got to see that there's three defenders between you and your teammate, and those defenders, especially with Batesville, have a lot of height and length to them, so you got to be cutting to spots and things of that nature. And so it's going to be one of those games where, you know, it might be cliche, but you kind of throw the records out the window, because when you get two rivals facing off with one another, both teams want it equally as badly.
So you're looking out for the bigs, and acquaint the Batesville fans who may not have kept up all year with some of your personnel, because I know you have some terrific girls on this ball club.
Well, we go seven deep, and actually this will be the first game since late November. We have all seven of our top varsity kids ready to go. Miley Wilkerson is coming back today after missing about 6 weeks. She tweaked a previously injured knee, but thankfully found out it wasn't anything major. Just had to take some time off and rehab and get that healthy again. So she'll be back. And then leading the way most of the time is our 6'1" junior forward, Leah West. You know, we say we are extremely fortunate to have a myriad of scores, but everything needs to start with Leah, because if you work from the inside out, it's amazing how it changes the game of basketball and how it makes those three-point looks that you get or opens up driving lanes for your guards and things. So making it a point to have an early and healthy dose of getting the ball inside and moving on the backside of it. And then Mary Harmon and Allie Powers are a couple other guards who have been, they're sophomores this year. They've been starting since, you know, the beginning of their freshman year last year. And Emma McQueen, who I always say is the heartbeat of our team. She might not show up in the stats when it's all said and done, but we know what she means, because she's going to make every one of the hustle plays. We normally put her on the other team's best player defensively, regardless of a height differential that there might be. And then our fabulous frosh, as we like to call her, Claire Larrison, has just been kind of a Swiss Army knife for us this year. So those are our seven, and they all – oh, I'm sorry, no, our one senior, Carly Adams. Carly is that three-point sniper, we like to call her, from the outside. And, you know, she normally gets the assignment of guarding the other team's big on the interior. And so, you know, that's our seven, and we like what we go into battle with, and the outcome of each one is determined by what happens between the lines. But I like the makeup of our team.
It should be interesting, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us, and this should be a battle. We're glad to be here.
All right. Appreciate you being here.
That's Coach Jason Simpson, and we'll be right back with Mitchell Taylor in a moment on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage, so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
And we're back with the coach of the 18th ranked Batesville Bulldog girls going up against number 4 Greensburg here in Greensburg. Mitchell Taylor, this should be a really interesting game, a solid test for both teams.
Yeah, definitely. Greensburg's been a rival for a very long time, and anytime you come to their house, we know it's going to be a tough challenge. And they put together a really good season so far this year. Jason's done a really good job with them. So we got to do everything we can. They've got shooters. They've got inside play. Everything we can to make everything tough on them. No easy looks. That's really what we've been emphasizing this week, and just talking about what we need to do against them. So we're going to do everything we can. Keep them between – or stay between them and the basket, and make every two they take a tough one. And then when we get the advantages, whether it's in transition or with turnovers, we got to take advantage.
So you're most concerned with defense or offense coming into this one?
I mean, it goes both ways. I felt like our Rushville game, we've really started to be able to, getting a rhythm offensively and understand what we're trying to do in the offense. The girls are starting to make more reads rather than just, you know, go to the spot they're supposed to go to. And defensively, I mean, they've got a lot of pieces over there, and Leah West is one that really hurt us last time we played them. So we got to make sure we limit what she can do and make every opportunity she gets a tough one, not just easy looks at the rim.
So not giving anything away and taking advantage of all the tools you have. Young women with tools, I got to say we keep crediting the freshman. Kaylin Kaufman is a real find for you up front.
Oh, yeah, she's done a great job this year. I mean, just maturing throughout the year and kind of understanding what we want her to do as our point guard. And she's kind of found a voice a little bit. She's starting to demand the offense a lot more, and I think that's a big reason why our offense has a lot better flow to it here late in the season than we did early in the year. So credit to Kaylin. It's not easy to come in as a freshman and make that leap from 8th grade basketball to varsity basketball, but I think she's done a great job, and she's really started to shoot it well lately too, which kind of makes everything a little bit easier. So,
and of course, we know Greensburg is going to be targeting your bigs, and you're going to have Allie Peters out there, but you're going to be battling not only Leah West, but Allie Powers too.
Yeah. So, I mean, for us inside, defensively, we got to be disciplined. You know, there's just times where we have silly fouls that gets us in foul trouble, and we've got to, like, we're kind of playing handcuffed at times because we can't get everybody in the game. So that's something we've talked about a lot, just being disciplined, not fouling. You know, girls on their end are going to make plays, right? So we've got to do everything we can to be disciplined on that. And offensively, when we get those opportunities, you know, be disciplined, go up strong, but also use shot fakes, be crafty around the rim. You know, it can't be just same speed, same take every time. Got to change up what you're doing to keep the defense guessing.
It should be interesting, and I think both teams are going to try to keep each other guessing. This should be fun. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be right back with the tip-off in just a moment on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is a baby in your future? At Margaret Mary Health, they know that having a baby can be one of the most exciting, yet also nervous, times of your life. That's why Margaret Mary Health offers expectant parents free prenatal classes and breastfeeding support. There's nothing more special than bringing a new life into this world. Let Margaret Mary Health help make it as perfect as possible. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org. That's mmhealth.org.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams back courtside at Greensburg High with Colin Rigney. And Colin, you know, even though the Bulldogs haven't done well against Rushville recently, they were 0-9 in their previous nine matchups. They managed to take them down the other night by 18, 54-36. You're familiar with Rushville over the years, and that was a giant win for Coach Taylor's squad.
Absolutely. It's what it sounds like, especially if it's been the previous nine before that game that they've been on a little bit of a drought. But Rushville is always very, very good in girls basketball. Even on their down years, you always seem to see them at the end of the year with 15 or 16 wins. So that's an excellent win for the Bulldogs.
So they feel like they have a little boost coming into this one. But the Pirates are looking strong as well. And the last time they played, it was December 15th, and it was a 62-40 Greensburg win. And that was at Batesville, of course, very tough. And the Pirates have just lost a game on the 16th to Warren Central of Indianapolis, only by 4 points, though. Really difficult for the folks up here?
Going into halftime, Greensburg was up by 10 and honestly feeling pretty good at that time. Warren Central brought a little extra pressure in the second half, and And I think we got a little timid and a few costly turnovers and ended up getting beat by four.
Those will happen.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, we look for an excellent matchup today, as we heard from the coaches. Anything either of them said to surprise you at all, or that we ought to be paying more attention to even than we are?
No, the only thing that jumped out at me was that both sides are dealing with their opponents' size and length. Both of these teams rely a lot on their game inside and being able to cause deflections and turnovers, so it should be very exciting.
Yeah, Leah is such an amazing player, and as you heard, Batesville has the two of them in Lydia Haskamp and Allie Peters, both listed at 5'11", but I swear, looking at them all season so far, it seems 6'1"-ish. So it's going to be very, very close in there. We should have an excellent matchup today. You heard me talk about, with Coach Taylor, Kaylin Kathman, the freshman point guard. She has become a real presence on this team, as she will be for the next 3 years. As we all know, that's fairly unusual for such a young player.
Absolutely, and looking at Batesville's roster, it looks like she's not the only one who Batesville is excited about for the next few years. I see four freshmen here and a bunch of sophomores and juniors, so them along with Greensburg, they have a lot to be excited about.
Absolutely, and we should point out that Coach Simpson mentioned a young woman who's going to play an interesting role as a reserve, also a freshman, Claire Larrison, who goes 5'11" herself.
Yes, she's a very good athlete. Very glad she's on the Pirates.
So this should be an exciting ball game, and we are just moments away from getting it underway. We'll pause for about two more minutes and then bring the tip-off to you. It's Jim Williams with Colin Rigney, and we've got the Greensburg Pirates ready to host the Batesville Bulldogs in girls varsity basketball. It's going to be number 18 visiting number 4, and all the action is on the way next on 103.9 FM. The new WRBI app and WRBIRadio.com.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams with Colin Rigney, ready for girls basketball this afternoon with Batesville visiting Greensburg. Coming up tonight, it will be Collinsville Batesville, and Connersville, rather, I'm sorry, at Batesville, and the boys game will be tipping off at 7:30, so be sure to join us at 7:15 for that one, again, right here, and we are brought to you by our great group of sponsors, including Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and by Gehring's, and Colin, this is a potentially really landmark game, as Coach Simpson said, the Pirates clinch the league title with a victory, and the Bulldogs, if they can get the win, will be very close and staying very close with the Pirates.
Yes, I'm actually pretty sure if Batesville wins this game, they clinch at least a share. Of the conference title.
So it's a landmark contest for both teams, and we are going to have it for you in just a few moments. Again, one more pause for our outstanding sponsors, and we will be right back following the national anthem, and all the fans here are pouring in from both schools. There's a whole lot of blue here at Greensburg today, and some white as well. So you stay right where you are, and we'll tip it off after this on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Ready to tackle outdoor projects? Visit Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville, your go-to for quality outdoor equipment. Explore John Deere compact tractors delivering power from 23 to 100 horsepower for both residential and commercial. Financing available with approved credit. Nobby Mower Shop, locally owned for 40 years, is your go-to for outdoor equipment, offering pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Nobby Mower Shop, your partner in power. Visit today and get those projects rolling.
I'm WRBI meteorologist Paul Trombley with Southeastern Indiana's most reliable forecast. More clouds than sun this afternoon with a few flurries possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 15, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 4 below tonight, a few flurries possible at times. A dusting of snow today through tonight. Currently 7 above.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Well, thank you. No, that hand's not for us. That's for the sophomore who just sang the national anthem, Madison Gould, doing a great job for Greensburg. And I'm Jim Williams alongside Colin Rigney. And, Colin, the starting lineups this afternoon are going to include for the Pirates, Mary Harmon, a sophomore. Also another sophomore, Allie Powers, who will be significant in the game. Miley Wilkinson, a junior, is back from injury, and we'll talk about how important she is. Leah West will be the big gun inside at 6'1" for the Pirates. And Carly Adams, also at 6'1", will figure equally significantly. For the Batesville Bulldogs, there is freshman Kaylin Kathman getting introduced at point guard. Maddie Haskamp will be out there, a freshman as well. Also, Sophie Gazelle, who's done very well the last several games, a junior, will start. The 5'11 juniors inside for the Bulldogs will be Allie Peters and Lydia Haskamp. And as I've said several times, they each appear to be slightly taller than that. Colin, we should have a relatively epic ball game this afternoon. It seems the Bulldogs have improved significantly since that 22-point loss to the Pirates just about a month ago.
Yes, it sounds like that, and especially with both teams having a lot riding on this game, even more than the traditional Greensburg-Batesville rivalry. Both of them are vying for conference championships, so it should be very exciting.
There is so much on this one, ladies and gentlemen. Coach Mitchell Taylor is even drawing things out on the board for his team as the Pirates are getting introduced here. And there is Leah West, every bit of 6'1". And this will be I think a very entertaining game, and we invite everybody to stay right where you are. We'll bring you as many of the numbers as we can throughout, and there are some significant stats out there, but mostly we'll be bringing you a ton of excitement. And the lights are out. It's very NBA presentation here for the Pirates of Greensburg. They are all on the floor now, and we are ready to roll. The Bulldogs at 5-1 on the season. The Pirates 5-0. That is in the EIAC, and this is on the floor and ready. We've got the three officials with the ball. The Bulldog bench is right in front of us. And we're fairly close to the court, so we have a perfect view of just about everything. It is Leah West jumping up against Allie Peters. And we are underway on WRBI. And the tip goes to the Bulldogs to start. Sydney Campbell, the freshman, getting the start. And a three goes up. It is not good. Sydney fights for that rebound. Cannot get to it. Excuse me. I apologize. That was Allie Powers for Greensburg. Greensburg has the tip. And here is Powers coming in with her drive. She is stuffed inside. And that was, in fact, Allie Peters. Now we've got a straight, Colin.
I already know I'm going to mix up Allie Powers and Allie Peters all game.
Yeah, welcome to the club. And so Kathman is starting to bring it up now for Batesville, assisted by Sophie Gazelle, trapped at midcourt with Mary Harmon and Leah West surrounding her. So the Bulldogs will try again to bring it across. Gazelle to inbound right at the scorer's table. Kathman in the backcourt. We're 30 seconds into it. And
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier Dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley canvassing the Granite State ahead of Tuesday's open primary, where independents could reshape the race following Donald Trump's win in Iowa. Haley ratcheting up her criticism of her former boss, ABC's deputy political director. Avery Harper has more.
Nikki Haley has really been being clearer in her criticisms of former President Trump. She has pushed back on his assertions that he has presidential immunity amid these legal cases that he's facing. She's also been more apt to liken him to President Biden in terms of lots of things. And so we've seen her say that, do we really want to see 80-year-olds running for president?
Trump will hold an event tonight in Manchester. Ron DeSantis is in South Carolina today. In Israel, demonstrations taking place outside the prime minister's house. Families of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza expressing frustration over Israel's government and getting the more than 100 captives released. And the big chill continuing its grip on much of the nation this weekend. This is ABC News.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
We apologize for being away for a few moments. Jim Williams and Colin Rigney here at Greensburg High. You fortunately haven't missed anything. We are still scoreless almost 3 minutes into this one as the Batesville and Greensburg girls continue to battle, but there are lids clamped tightly on each basket. Sophie Gazelle brings the ball up now for the Bulldogs. And again, there has been action, but no scoring. And we have a foul. This one charged to Lydia Haskamp. That's going to be Lydia's second. She has to check out.
That's a big loss for the Bulldogs this early in the game.
Absolutely. And their only senior, Claire Sainer, comes in to replace her, so they lose significant height there. Still scoreless. Just under 5 minutes to go here, first quarter. Greensburg gets it up to Leah West. She drives on Sainer. Layup, it's going to be good, and she was fouled. So Leah gets the first bucket of the day, and she'll have the first free throw. Foul charge to Claire Sainer. That's going to be her first fourth team foul for the Bulldogs.
Boy, by the way this is going, both teams look like they might spend considerable amount of time at the foul line today, Jim.
Absolutely, Colin. Greensburg up 3-0 now as West free throw goes down. And bringing it up is Gazelle. There's another foul indeed on Wilkerson.
One more foul for each team. Both teams in the bonus. 4 minutes and 44 seconds to go in the first quarter.
And remember, the bonus fans this year is now two shots. For every free throw, there are no one-on-ones. And so Wilkerson gets replaced as well. Here is Kathman getting it away to Maddie Haskamp.
There it is.
And
right there.
She's fouled on the floor. Two shots coming. As predicted. Good job, Colin. And this one is on Allie Powers. Coach Mitchell Taylor talking to Claire Sainer at the sideline. Relying on her senior leadership. Maddie Haskamp on the stripe. First shot away and good. Batesville's on the board. It's now 3-1. 4:32 remaining first quarter. Slow offensive start to this one, but boy, has there been a ton of defense. And the second shot also good for Maddie. Make that score 3-2 with 4.5 minutes to go in the first. Greensburg with the ball. They've got it to Carly Adams, now quickly up court. That is Mary Harmon, the 5'6 sophomore, and bad pass there, Colin. So, again, the offensive opportunities being thwarted by strong defense each way.
Yes, this Batesville press has given Greensburg some fits here at the start, and vice versa, Greensburg's press has given Batesville a few fits.
Allie Peters brings it across for Batesville and has it almost taken out of her hands. Leah West thought that the Pirates should have it, but the officials say no. It goes to the blue squad today. That is Sophie Gazelle to inbound for the Bulldogs. She's running out of time, though. There it is into Claire Sainer. The senior dribbles into the foul line 1-on-3, spins, gets it out to the corner to Maddie Haskamp, back up to Gazelle. Now it's Allie Peters, top of the circle. Again, Batesville trailing Greensburg 3-2 here on the Pirates' home floor. 3:50 remaining in the first quarter. Low-scoring contest. We went about halfway through the period before there were any points. And going off the bottom of the backboard is Gazelle. That, of course, is not good. Dribbling behind her back to bring it up is Mary Harmon. Harmon goes over to the right side to Hallie Powers, it is off the back of the rim for three, not good. Powers gets it back on a rebound pass from West and scores her first two of the game. It's now 5-2 Greensburg, and we have a timeout called by the Bulldogs. Back with more action in a moment here at Greensburg High. It's 5-2 Pirates on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back at Greensburg High in a hard-fought girls basketball game, 3:26 to go in the first quarter. Greensburg leads Batesville 5-2. Both teams applying full-court pressure each time the other has the ball. Allie Peters has it for a moment for the Bulldogs. Brings it across midcourt, and now she's down to the left corner. Gets it back to Maddie Haskamp. Sophie Gazelle at the top. Underneath it goes to Claire Sainer. Spinning in for two, and no, just off the side of the rim. It is rebounded by Haskamp. Now it's back up to Gazelle for three, and it's in there. We are tied at five. What a shot there, Colin.
Yes, and a great shot, but a great effort by Batesville there, collecting the offensive rebound to give him a second chance.
Five all, and Mary Harmon coming into the lane goes to Allie Powers. Now back to Harmon, right side. She's coming in on the left, and she's going to be shooting two free throws. Tagged as she put a layup off the bottom of the rim. This is going to be on Gazelle. Sophie's second. Both she and Lydia Haskamp have two. And it's the fifth team foul of this quarter.
Mary Harmon at the line for the Pirates for two free throws.
2:43 remaining. Second, first one goes off the side of the rim, not good. Nora Wiedemann, freshman, checks in for Sophie Gazelle. Sophie, one of the best Bulldogs, but again, with that foul trouble early, can't get somebody off the floor fast enough. Second shot, also back of the rim, not good. Allie Peters rebounds, and here comes Batesville. 2:38 to go in the first quarter, tied at five. Girls action here in Greensburg. Wiedemann getting the point guard spot for a moment. Hands it away to Maddie Haskamp. Remember, Kaylin Kathman is still in there at a guard. Looks like it is Peters, top of the circle, Colin, and she puts up a jumper from the left side. It's off the back of the rim, not good. Pulled down by the Bulldogs' Claire Larrison, another freshman who's getting plenty of time this year. It's Harmon. Larrison on the baseline. One-hander up for two. Good.
That was quite the play right there by Larrison. A little 11-foot floater right there for 2 points.
Yeah, absolutely. One-hander, just under 2 minutes to go now. It's 7-5 Greensburg, and another foul as the Bulldogs are bringing this ball up. This is charged to Mary Harmon. Harmon with her second now, and it's 1:57 to go in the quarter. Allie Peters on the strike. First one good. Our score now 7-6. This one, I think, is going to be exciting all the way.
I think it is too, Jim.
Evenly matched squads, bigs on both sides. Peter's second shot not there. Almost rebounded by Maddie Haskamp, but it goes off of Claire Larrison, so it's going to be Bulldogs ball. Under their bucket to our right, Kathman to inbound. 1:56 to go in the quarter. Allie Peters has it knocked out by Allie Powers. Remains Batesville ball.
Greensburg's making an extra effort to make sure that Kaitlin Kathman does not get as many touches with Emma McQueen chasing her in the full court.
Interesting, isn't it? Yeah, that's a significant defensive development there. Claire Sainer has it now for Batesville. Hands it back to Maddie Haskamp. Maddie goes left, hands to Kathman. 1:40 remaining in the quarter. 7-6. Batesville trails Greensburg. Going to the bucket for the score is Maddie Haskamp. The freshman now has four of Batesville's 8 points. They lead for the first time, 8-7. Leah West comes in, spinning through the lane for what was going to be a Greensburg layup. She is fouled, that by Allie Peters. And that should be Alley's first. Yes, first foul. But both teams are at five team fouls now. Leah West on the line. And it rolls good on the first one. She's 2 for 2 so far. Has 4 points in the game. Makes it 8-8. Erasing that first Batesville lead. Second shot also good. It's now 9-8. Greensburg with a minute 25 to go in the first quarter. You don't see games more exciting than this. Kaylin Kathman throws it up front to Maddie Haskamp. Now it's over to Allie Peters just outside the circle. The six-footer gets in there, and again, she's been playing more like a guard in the last several games, as we've mentioned with Coach Taylor a couple times, and he totally agrees. Here is Kathman near the midcourt circle, covered by Powers. Goes right side to Sainer. 9-8 Greensburg, just under a minute to go now in the quarter. And on the baseline, it is Sainer. She's backing in, going for two, blocked. Good stuff there by Claire Larrison, but the Bulldogs still have the ball. Up off the glass is Maddie Haskamp. Comes down into the hands of Larrison. She gets it up front now to West. Leah, the giant weapon for Greensburg.
Boy, right now I don't have the numbers, but Batesville seems to be killing Greensburg on the glass, especially the offensive glass. They've
the rebounds
several, several possessions where they've gotten offensive rebound.
The boards are there for sure, and that is a big welcome addition for Coach Taylor's squad. Allie Peters stole that ball away, brought it up court. Kathman had it for a moment. Now Wiedemann goes back to Kaylin now. 12 seconds remaining in the quarter. 9-8 the Greensburg lead. Bulldogs would love to get a shot and a lead here. Let's see. Underneath it goes to Wiedemann. Knocked out of bounds by Leah West. No, they're going to say it went off Nora. That will be Pirates' ball. 2.2 seconds remaining on the clock. Allie Powers to throw it in. What a game so far. Here is the quick run to midcourt, and Miley Wilkinson can't get past the line. So at the end of one, it is Greensburg 9, Batesville 8. Come back for the second quarter. It's going to be a barn burner as well on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
With the holidays behind us, now's the time to focus on the one person you've probably been neglecting lately, you. If you haven't scheduled an annual appointment with your primary care provider in 2024, what are you waiting for? Seeing your provider once a year is a great way to review health concerns and discuss tips to stay well. At Margaret Mary Health, their primary care providers are accepting new patients in Batesville, Brookville, Osgood, and Milan. To find a provider near you, visit them online at mmhealth.org.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back at Greensburg High, timeout over, ball back in play. It is the Greensburg Pirates going underneath to Leah West, getting the ball stolen away right out of her hands by Sophie Gazelle. And there's going to be a big foul on Leah West as she went for that. And Colin, that is a second on Leah.
Yeah, that's definitely not good for the Pirates. Carly Adams will check in for Leah West.
And Carly's around the same size, but so far I haven't seen as much aggressiveness. And oh, we have a problem. We have an injury on the floor. Nora Wiedemann is back in after coming out briefly. Sophie Gazelle is down, though. Coach Taylor and a trainer checking on Sophie. Looks like leg injury of some kind, and she is getting up. This is good.
Yes. Hopefully it was just a hard fall, and she can get back in the game shortly.
Nice hand from a gracious Greensburg crowd, but Coach Taylor and the trainers are helping Sophie to the sideline. She's not coming directly back to the bench. She's not putting as much weight on one foot as the other. So she's going to get some treatment, and we will see what happens. Wiedemann, Kathman, Maddie Haskamp, Allie Peters and Claire Sainer are the lineup for the Bulldogs. And the Pirates have Allie Powers in there, along with Carly Adams. Also Claire Larrison. And here's Wiedemann going over to the left side to Maddie Haskamp. Underneath now to Kathman, and just past the outstretched hands of Sainer and knocked out of bounds by the Pirates. That was a big play by Emma McQueen.
Yes, and a crafty little set there by Coach Taylor to try and get number five, Caitlin Kathman, a shot.
So let's see what happens here as Allie Peters gets the ball once again outside the circle. Hands back to Kathman. 9-8 Greensburg at the moment. First 30 seconds of the second quarter. It's Kathman. One on two, and oh, they're going to save as she passed that ball to Wiedemann. She traveled. So turnover there to the Bulldogs, to the Pirates, rather, from the Bulldogs. 7:19 to go in the first half. Again, girls basketball this afternoon, boys tonight. And up off the glass with a falling layup was Miley Wilkinson. Not good. Rebounded by the Bulldogs. Allie Peters spinning in the lane. Three from Claire Sainer. It goes down. And that is a big one for Batesville. They take the lead 11-9. 6:50 remaining in the half. Allie Powers comes into the lane and travels for Greensburg. Calling a couple errors back-to-back, surprised on the part of the Pirates.
Yes, I got Greensburg for seven total turnovers here in the first half.
That seems unlike them.
Yes, and they're going to have to clean it up if they want to stay in this game.
Maddie Haskamp brings it over, goes to Allie Peters. Wiedemann up front now for Batesville. She's the smaller of the two-point guards, and he is a freshman, but again, sharp along with her classmate, Kaylin Kathman. Jumper from the left corner, intended for three by Haskamp, and that was not good. Foul. This charge to
Claire Larrison.
Yep, Larrison, her first foul, team second of the second quarter. None this quarter for Batesville. And Lydia Haskamp is back in, replacing her sister Maddie.
And Emma Coons enters the game for the Pirates in place of Emma McQueen.
So, 6.5 minutes to go in the first half, and Batesville inbounds under their bucket to our right. There's Allie Peters up front to Kathman. Kaylin looking for a good pass. Sainer thinks about cutting through, does not. She gets the ball on the right wing. Covered there by the Pirates. Goes over to Lydia, who again appears taller than 5'11". I got to keep repeating, she appears to be 6'1".
I agree with you, she does.
Right up there with Carly Adams. And now Lydia has it, comes into the lane. Again, playing like a guard. A big change of pace and working well for the Bulldogs. Here's Allie Peters doing the same, covered by Allie Powers. And going to the floor with the ball, and the officials say traveling, was Lydia Haskamp. So that is a turnover to the Bulldogs. Pirates, rather, as the Bulldogs lead 11-9 with 5:48 to go in the first half. Bringing it up now is Wilkinson for Greensburg. It's off the glass, not good. Wiedemann fighting for the rebound on the baseline. It's going to remain Greensburg ball. Under the bucket to our left. Official looking for a Pirate to throw that ball in. It's going to be Allie Powers. She gets it away to Larrison, and a jump shot from the side is not good, but there are going to be two free throws given here. Foul on Nora Wiedemann of the Bulldogs, her first, and the team's second foul in this second period. Powers with 2 points so far, goes to the stripe for a pair. It's an 11-9 Batesville lead at the moment. Make it a one-point lead. That first one is good. 11-10. 5:36 to go in the first half. Rebounding position are Peters and Lydia Haskamp for Batesville. Second shot does come down in the hands of Allie Peters. Bulldogs still have a one-point lead. 11-10. Kaylin Kathman going to her right. Does not shoot, but goes inside to a spinning Lydia Haskamp, who puts it off the glass for two. Her first score of the game. 13-10, Batesville, and there is a two-point runner that goes down. That is Claire Larrison, the freshman, putting it in. Her first of this quarter, she has 4 points in the game. It's 13-12, Batesville. 5:05 left in the first half. A classic girls matchup here, and it has been tight every second so far. We've just gone under 5 minutes in the first half. Nora Wiedemann going in for a layup, has it knocked right out of her hands by Claire Larrison. A clean steal, and now goes down to Allie Powers. Spins in front of Kathman. Off the side of the backboard, not good. Four players go for that one on a jump, and no, they don't have a jump ball. It comes down to Powers. Over to the left side to Wilkinson now, and in the lane, going to charge a foul to the Bulldogs here. This will be Wiedemann. Nora's second. And so that puts Maddie Haskamp back in. Both Gazelle and Wiedemann with two for the Bulldogs. And timeout on the floor. We'll take a breather, and Colin and I will be back in a moment, in 30 seconds, in fact, on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back at Greensburg High, the home of the Pirates, it is Jim Williams along with Colin Rigney, and good news for the Bulldogs as Sophie Gazelle got her leg checked out, and she has walked back without a limp to the Bulldog huddle. 4:38 to go here in the first half. It is the Bulldogs leading the Pirates 13-12. And this is going to be interesting.
Greensburg about to inbound the ball underneath their own basket.
And that's going to be their star guard, Allie Powers, throwing the pass in. She gets it quickly into for the layup.
Great move by Claire Larrison.
Claire Larrison, the freshman, who now has 6 points. And it's 14-13, Greensburg. 4:25 to go in the half. Kathman looking for a pass. Left corner, front court, takes it in herself for the layup, and that's going to count for two and get a free throw. Oh, my. Kaylin Kathman with the move at the right time.
Yes, basket that was an excellent move.
Basket is good. The foul on Emma McQueen. First for the 5'2 junior.
Number 5, Kathman at the line.
And third team foul this quarter for Greensburg. 15-14. Now the Batesville lead. And Kaylin Kathman trying to add to it. It is swish. 16-14 now. 4:18 to go in the half. It doesn't get more exciting than this one. So glad you're with us. Allie Powers brings it up now for the Pirates. It goes back over to Larrison. Freshman playing great today. Freshman figuring big for both squads. Powers spins on Kathman. Goes in for an underhand layup. Not good. And Kaylin's there for the rebound herself. Brings it up court with a left-hand dribble. Across midcourt. Gets it back to Allie Peters. Sainer. Now with that ball. Now Peters once again. She drives in on Larrison. Does not have it. Back to Kathman. Just inside the half-court line. Peters to Sainer. 3.5 minutes to go in the half. 16-14 Batesville at Greensburg.
Batesville's doing a great job right now, taking some time off the clock and being patient offensively.
Patience is something every coach teaches, and until this year, I have seen very few teams get it done, but both the boys and girls squads in this region do it well. There is Allie Peters off the glass for two! And the biggest lead of the game for either squad so far, as Allie gets her third point, and it's 18-14. 3 minutes to go in the half. Powers bringing it up now for Greensburg. Goes to her left side, over to McQueen. Emma sends it back into the hands of Larrison, who's played so well today, and spinning inside. Foul on the floor on the Bulldogs. That is going to be Lydia Haskamp with her third of the game. Oh, my.
Boy, that's a big loss there for Coach Taylor. We might not see her back in the game for a while.
For a while. And checking in to replace her is Grace Walter, a sophomore. Lydia comes to the sideline having played hard. The other number 44 gets the ball inbounds, Carly Adams. Back to Powers now, 18-14 Batesville, 2:40 remaining in the half. Over on the right side, it is Emma Koontz, the sophomore who's in for the Pirates, and carrying the ball, but no call. Taking it up for a bucket is Larrison once again. 6 points this quarter, and it's 18-16. 2:25 to go in the half. Batesville continues to lead, but narrowly, tenuously. Kathman dribbling left of the lane. Takes it in and puts a prayer off the glass. Not there. Pulled down by Adams. And rocketed back up front to Allie Powers. She's partially blocked, but it goes down for two. Baptize our score at 18 with 2:05 to go in the half. Kaylin Kathman now bringing it up for the Bulldogs. Stopped short of the 10-second line. Now standing right on it. Now gets it over to Maddie Haskamp. Her sister Lydia out with three fouls, and Maddie gets fouled. This is going to be on Allie Powers. Going to be her second. And that should be the Pirates' fourth of this quarter.
Fouls have been a little bit better in this quarter, Jim.
You bet. And we are tied at 18 with a minute 49 to go. Handing it back is Grace Walter. Kathman has it. Now it's Maddie Haskamp back to Kathman. Screen set, and oh, they're going to call an offensive foul on Kaylin Kathman as she elbowed Emma McQueen out of the way. That's going to be Kaylin's first. Offensive foul sends it back to the Pirates, who have a chance to grab the lead for the first time since the opening moments of the contest. Inbounding is McQueen to Powers. Minute and a half remaining in the half, tied at 18. There is McQueen once again. Back up front it goes to Emma Koontz. Now it's Allie Powers. Left of the lane, one on three. No shot there. Now in the hands of Larrison. Big half for her, and another two-pointer goes down. The Pirates have regained the lead 20-18 at a minute 10 remaining in the half. 8 points this quarter, 10 on the game for freshman Claire Larrison at Greensburg. Kathman. Now to Allie Peters. Back up front where the guards are. One of the bigs playing like one. Sainer has it for a moment. Back to Kathman. 50 seconds remaining in the half. To the foul line to Peters again. Over to Claire Grace Walter.
Looks like Batesville is going to try and hold for one shot here.
Here's Sainer. 40 seconds. And Sainer takes it in for a layup. She's going to have two free throws coming. As she was clocked in there. Let's see who committed it. They're going to call that on Emma McQueen. Her second of the half, and that is the fifth team foul this half for Greensburg. Sainer on the stripe for a pair. She had a big three earlier this quarter. Claire's first free throw is good. She's got 4 points in the game. It's now 20-19 Greensburg. She can tie it again right here. Second shot rolls good. We're all tied at 20, 38 seconds remaining in the half. Greensburg bringing it up, putting it in the hands of Allie Powers. Right with her is Larrison. Set a big half. Over to the corner it goes to Adams. She gets it back up front. Powers. Adams again on the wing now. In the hands of Powers. 19 seconds. They're going to try for a late lead.
Claire Larrison again.
Larrison with 10 in this quarter and 12 on the game. It's 22-20. Greensburg, 9 seconds remaining in the half. Kathman brings it up. Goes to Allie Peters. She has a wide open lane. Doesn't get it there. Puts up three. It's short. And there's going to be Powers from midcourt. Off the glass. Not good. Wowee.
What a great first half.
It really is, Colin Rigney. And what a half we have to discuss as the teams head for the locker room. Catch my breath. It is 22-20 Greensburg on the Pirates home court over the Batesville Bulldogs, and we'll be back to talk about all of it after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And what a first half of girls basketball we have had here at Greensburg High this afternoon. Jim Williams along with Colin Rigney. And Colin, you're a broadcaster now, so fill us in on your thoughts. And you've got some of the stats there as well. It's been so fast and furious, I've barely been able to keep the score. But I managed to get it right, which is shocking. And we'll fill you in on the point totals in a moment. But tell us about some of the numbers that stand out to you.
First and foremost, I believe one of the only reasons Greensburg is able to go into the locker room with a two-point lead is from freshman Claire Larrison with 10 points in that second quarter and 12 overall in the first half.
A spectacular half for, again, a freshman, a 14-year-old.
Yes, and she's one of, I think, five freshmen in this game.
Yeah.
Greensburg has one freshman, and Batesville's playing four freshmen.
A couple of young ball clubs.
Yes, that's very exciting for both teams. Something to look forward to.
And so what are a couple of the other figures that you have there?
Batesville shooting shot 66% from three in the first half, going 2 of 3, two big three-pointers, especially there.
Yep.
Closing in on halftime. They shot 86% from the foul line, going 6 of 7, and 31% from two-point field goals, going 4 of 13.
How's it look for the Pirates?
The Pirates shot 9 of 17 inside the three-point line for 53%. They were 0 for 3 from 3 and 4 of 7 from the foul line, going 57%.
So we're fairly even.
Yes.
Any of those that stand out to you, especially big?
No, the biggest thing for me is the 3-point shots from Batesville, hitting two big ones there to keep them in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's take a look at the point totals. And relatively few players have scored for Greensburg, but they only go about 7 deep, as you heard Coach Simpson say before the game. And so Claire Larrison, the 5'11 freshman, has come on and had a huge half. I imagine she'll be in the lineup all the way through the second, as sharp as she has been. 10 points in that second quarter, as Colin mentioned, 12 for the half, and 2 points and 3 free throws for Leah West, the normal big gun for Greensburg, and no scoring in the second quarter for Leah. We'll ask you about that in a moment, Colin. Also, 5 points for Allie Powers, who is a do-everything guard, and she's got two buckets and a free throw in that half. The Batesville Bulldogs have spread it around quite a bit. Kaylin Kathman with a bucket and a free throw in that second quarter. Maddie Haskam has 4. She had a bucket and 2 free throws in the first. An early tray for Sophie Gazelle, who came out injured but did come back. I imagine, hoping Bulldog fans are, that she'll be able to get into the action. Hard to tell. She walked back slowly but was not limping, it appeared, after consulting with a trainer for a while. Allie Peters had a bucket and a free throw in the half. She's got 3 points. 2 for Lydia Haskamp on a bucket. And Claire Sainer with a huge 3 at the end of the half and a pair of free throws has 5 points to lead the Bulldogs. And so, Colin, this should be an extremely interesting half, and these teams were clearly very strategic in that first half. I believe they'll be even more so, setting things up very precisely the way they want them to go.
Yes, absolutely, and I definitely think both coaches are going to go over the turnovers in the first half. Both teams had 8 turnovers, and I can't imagine either one of those coaches are very happy about that.
Absolutely, and I think the Bulldogs will say with those they're lucky to be within 2 points at this point, but the Pirates are probably not getting nearly as much production as they would like from Leah West. The Bulldogs have been able to contain the 6'1 junior fairly well.
Yes, and part of that is the Bulldogs did a good job of getting her in foul trouble. Leah did not play most of that second half after picking up her second foul early in the second quarter.
And taking a look at foul trouble, there is Mary Harmon, also Allie Powers, Mighty Wilkinson, West, and Emma McQueen, all with two for Greensburg. For Batesville, they've got Lydia Haskamp, their biggest big, with three. That could be a problem. Nora Wiedemann, the point guard freshman, has two. There's one foul on Claire Sainer, the only senior on the Batesville ball club. Sophie Gazelle has two, and Kaylin Kathman has one. So, wow, what a second half we should have in just a few moments. Again, these teams fairly evenly matched. Again, in the league, the EIAC, Greensburg has led it with five victories, no losses, and Batesville is just behind with 5-1. And Greensburg will pretty much lock up the conference championship if they can win this one, but Batesville will probably get a share of it if they can. And the latest loss by either of these teams was 60-56 to Warren Central by Greensburg just the other night. And Batesville's on a two-game winning streak coming into this one. So some of the trends indicate, well, either team. It's that close a match here, and that's just how close we are at the break. It is 22-20, Greensburg with the lead, and the teams will be back out here in a few moments to resume this and give us some additional insight as to how this goes. So you stay right with us. Colin and I have the second half for you after these words on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley canvassing the Granite State ahead of Tuesday's open primary, where independents could reshape the race following Donald Trump's win in Iowa. Haley ratcheting up her criticism of her former boss, ABC's deputy political director, Avery Harper, has more.
Nikki Haley has really been being clearer in her criticisms of former President Trump as she has pushed back on his assertions that he has presidential immunity amid these legal cases that he's facing. She's also been more apt to liken him to President Biden in terms of lots of things. And so we've seen her say that, do we really want to see 80-year-olds running for president?
Trump will hold an event tonight in Manchester. Ron DeSantis is in South Carolina today. In Israel, demonstrations taking place outside the prime minister's house. Families of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza expressing frustration over Israel's government and getting the more than 100 captives released. And the big chill continuing its grip on much of the nation this weekend. This is ABC News. More troubles for Boeing following Thursday's emergency landing in Miami for a Boeing cargo plane due to an engine fire. An inspection finding a hole over the number 2 engine. More from ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
Boeing saying in a statement, "We are supporting our customer and will support the NTSB investigation into this incident. We also recommend you contact the engine maker GE Aviation."
New images in an alleged murder-for-hire plot a decade ago involving a Florida law professor. ABC's Rena Roy has more.
New body camera video shows Florida police arresting Grandma Donna Adelson at Miami International Airport as she and her husband attempt to board a one-way flight to Vietnam. The 73-year-old facing first-degree murder and solicitation of murder charges, accused of conspiring with her son and several others to have her former son-in-law, FSU law professor Daniel Markell, killed in the driveway of his home in 2014.
Adelson due back in court Monday. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome back to girls basketball this Saturday afternoon. We will have boys tonight as Connersville visits Batesville, but the Bulldog girls are here in Greensburg in a game that is anybody's as we start the third quarter. It is 22-20 Greensburg. It's going to be Batesville's ball, and Sophie Gazelle is back in the action after tweaking a foot or a leg earlier. She passes into Kaylin Kathman, and we're underway. Jim Williams with Colin Rigney here at Greensburg High. And here is Kathman as the Bulldogs go from right to left in the second half, giving it away to Claire Sainer, who starts the half. Gazelle is back in there. Allie Peters and Maddie Haskamp are the starters of the third quarter for Batesville.
Batesville's in a little bit of a patient game here. They're going to run some offense and try and make the Pirates guard for a while.
Exactly. They want to get as sure a shot as possible, trailing by two, 7:25 to go in the third quarter. Gazelle on the right wing up front. Kathman almost loses the ball but gets it back. She's being defended by Mary Harmon there. Now it's over to Peters on the right side. Allie covers that ball, being covered by Leah West, who only has 5 points in the game for Greensburg. There is a big steal. That by Miley Wilkinson up for a layup. Bottom of the net, not good. Allie Powers tries to take it away from Haskamp, who rebounds, gets it up front to Allie Peters. Now the Bulldogs are on a break for the first time this half, and the shot is good from 4 feet away. Allie Peters with a huge score. Excuse me, Maddie Haskamp.
Batesville continuing that press from the first half.
22-22 and now 24-22 as Allie Powers brings it right back for Greensburg. Six and a half minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 24-22. Kathman coming left of the lane, does not take the break. Gives it away to Haskamp once again. Back to Allie Peters. On the right wing, she holds the ball for a moment. Now it's Gazelle into the left corner to Haskamp. Again, Lydia Haskamp is on the sideline with three fouls. Gazelle, right of the circle, tries to get it into a cutting. Allie Peters, taken away by Wilkinson once again for the Pirates. And now she's trapped under the Greensburg bucket and throws it away. Ball comes back to the Bulldogs, who trail 24-22 with 5:53 to go in the third. Jim Williams and Colin Rigney at Greensburg High. Have not seen a tighter, tougher game than this in my brief time in Indiana. Have had some great ones, but this is a nail-biter. I already clipped him, so I don't have anything left to bite. 5:40 remaining. Here is Gazelle coming into the lane, spinning, and going up for two off the glass. It's good! Gazelle ties the game at 24.
That was a nice, strong move by Gazelle there.
With 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here is a three for the Pirates, and that is off the rim, not good. Rebounded by Maddie Haskamp, and a foul in there on someone. Hard to tell which team.
Foul's on number 20.
They're going to charge Haskamp with that, her first of the game and the first of the third quarter for the Bulldogs. We're tied at 24, 5:22 to go in the third quarter. Allie Powers inbounds for Greensburg and gets a right to Leah West, who's in for a layup. Are they going to say that is good? West's seventh point of the game gives Greensburg his third foul on Gazelle. Gives Leah West the bucket and her first free throw opportunity of the second half. She now has 7 points on the game. Shot is good. Makes it 27-24. Claire Larrison, who had 12 in the first half, is back in the lineup for Greensburg. 27-24, they lead. Here is Batesville going to Maddie Haskamp on the left corner. Back up front to Gazelle. Screen set by Allie Peters. Didn't work. Sainer on the baseline.
Oh,
gets it
cut
underneath to Maddie Haskamp. It's off the rim. Not there. Leah West knocks it out of bounds. This will be Batesville ball. Powers tries to go out of bounds to throw it in. No. Gazelle gets over there. 4:57 to go in the third. 27-24. Greensburg. And directly into the hands of Maddie Haskamp comes that pass. Hook shot. No good. And she's fouled by Allie Powers. That could become huge for the Pirates as Allie gets her third foul. First of the third quarter for Greensburg. That puts Maddie Haskamp on the stripe. 4-2. First one away. Good. She's now got 7 points in the game. And checking back in for Greensburg is Emma McQueen. Taking some height away with a seat on the bench is Carly Adams, the 6'1 senior. Second shot for Haskamp. High and short. And so that's going to go to the Pirates as Larrison will inbound. And Claire with 12 points in the game, 10 of them in that second quarter. And we have Gazelle coming back to the sideline. Nora Wiedemann checking back in. Here are the Bulldogs, or excuse me, the Pirates inbounding. Bulldogs applying a lot of defense. And is there a foul at midcourt? No. The Pirates get past it, go to Allie Powers on the right wing. She's resetting things. 27-25 Greensburg, our score. 4:40 to go in the third. On the left wing, it is Larrison. She goes underneath to West, and they're going to say she is fouled. Two free throws coming here.
Greensburg making it a priority to get West the ball inside here in this third quarter.
This ball, the foul rather, on Allie Peters, her second of the game, and the third team foul this quarter. Leah West for a pair. She is 4 of 4 so far. That one makes it 4 of 5 as it bounces off the back of the rim.
I think you jinxed that one, Jim.
Sorry about that, Colin. Colin is the Dean of Students here at Greensburg High. Second shot is good. Still a big day for Leah West. Not as big as she would like, but she is 2 of 3 in this second half. 28-25. Greensburg leads Batesville. Going in a gap in the defense for the bucket is Maddie Haskamp. Her layup from the left side is not good. It's rebounded by Larrison. She comes full court for a layup and gets it to go down. 14 points on the game for Larrison. Biggest lead either squad has had is 30-25 now. 4:05 to go in the third quarter as Greensburg expands that margin. 4 minutes to go now. Number four, Nora Wiedemann, goes into the lane. No one to pass to. Gets it away to Peters. Before she got caught with a potential 3 seconds there. Maddie Haskamp now on the left wing. To Wiedemann once again. Back up to Maddie. And it goes off her foot into the backcourt. That's going to be over and back on the Bulldogs. A turnover to the Pirates. 3:42 remaining, and back in the action is Lydia Haskamp. The biggest Bulldog replacing the only senior, Claire Sainer. Claire has had a very tough game, and I mean not bad, but in terms of playing tough, that's pretty much what she does. Really on exhibit here today. Ball going around the horn for the Pirates. Harmon goes over to the right side to McQueen. Underneath it goes West, trying to save that ball inbounds, and she fell out of bounds, but was she fouled? The officials say she was by Allie Peters, her third personal. Fourth team foul of this quarter for Batesville. Leah West to inbound on the baseline. Gets it into Powers. Covered hard by Wiedemann. Back in the hands of Larrison now. Got to watch out for Claire. She has 14 points so far. By far the lead scorer in the game. West just outside the arc. Dribbles in. 1-on-3. And they're going to say she's fouled there and will be shooting 2 free throws.
That might be on Lydia Haskamp here, Jim.
If it is, that's a problem for the Bulldogs.
Not.
It is on Allie Peters, but it's still her fourth. And puts Leah West on the stripe for two more. Again, she's 5 of 6 so far. And again, her Pirates lead by 5. Make it by 6 now as the first one's good. Gazelle back in for Batesville. And Peters comes to the sideline with 4. 31-25, 32-25. It's a 7-point lead, biggest one by either team this game. Greensburg leading Batesville. 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Kaylin Kathman bringing it up for the Bulldogs. And timeout called by Coach Taylor and Batesville. So we will pause to catch our breath as well. Back in 30 seconds on WRBI Radio 103.9 FM. Also WRBIRadio.com and the new WRBI app.
Immerse yourself in outdoor bliss with Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Your green haven awaits with top brands like John Deere, Grasshopper Mowers, and more. Explore John Deere compact tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower. Perfect for any lawn. Financing available too. Nobby Mower Shop, 40 years strong, offers pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Your dream outdoor space starts here. Nobby Mower Shop, turning lawns into havens. Visit today and let the transformation begin.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams and Colin Rigney, the middle of a barn burner here at Greensburg High School. It is girls varsity basketball this afternoon, with the biggest lead of the day being enjoyed at the moment by the Pirates of Greensburg, 32-25 over Batesville's Bulldogs. And 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Colin, what is next?
Hopefully a little less fouling.
Both teams playing a really physical game, as we mentioned.
Looks like Batesville's going to inbound it on the side here.
Right,
Coach Taylor had a set drawn up for him, then get a bucket this possession.
Right in front of us and the Batesville bench. It goes into Kaylin Kathman, back to Sophie Gazelle. And we're underway. Nora Wiedemann on the left wing. Gazelle gets around a nice screen from Lydia Haskamp, who now has four fouls. It's back to Wiedemann. Goes to Lydia. She's covered in there by West. Now it's underneath to Gazelle. Up 4-2. And off the front of the rim as she was tagged. Foul there on Allie Powers. Her fourth for Greensburg. And that's the first of the Bulldogs to, or excuse me, yes, of the Pirates to get to four personal fouls.
That was a great look right there by Batesville, getting an undersized Allie Powers pinned down low to get a good look for Gazelle of Batesville.
First shot for Sophie Gazelle rolls off the rim, not good. Back in the action is Miley Wilkinson for Greensburg. Second shot, also not good. West on the rebound. Batesville needed those free throws, doesn't have them. They're down seven, and there is a three put up from the right side by Wilkinson. Is not there, but coming back for a layup is Harmon. She also misses that one. But then it's put back by Harmon herself, and that is her first bucket of the day. Biggest lead of the day, 34-25 now for Greensburg. 2:10 remaining in the third quarter. Batesville with Gazelle on the right wing. She comes in for a layup. She is fouled. Number 23 hit by number 32. That is Claire Larrison, the freshman. She's done so much right in the game. She only has two personal fouls at this point.
Which is crazy for this game. I think just about every player's got three or four fouls.
Exactly. First free throw for Sophie Gazelle is good, as she missed two a moment ago. Brings the Bulldogs back a little closer, 34-26, 2:04 to go in the third. Second one also swishes good. And now Sophie has 7 points on the game. Here come the Pirates. Up front it goes to Larrison. She gives it away, and it goes out of bounds from the hands of Mary Harmon, who had just scored a moment ago, 34-27. Bulldogs got that lead with the free throws down to 7 points. Minute 53 to go in the third. Let's see what they can do here. Kaylin Kathman bringing it up across midcourt. Kathman to Gazelle on the right wing. Sophie gets a screen from Lydia Haskamp, puts up a tray. It's not there. It's rebounded by Harmon, and she brings it back up quickly for the Pirates. Goes over to the left side for a three from Leah West, and that one goes down easily. Maybe too easily, and it makes it a 10-point margin. Biggest of the game for Greensburg. 37-27 now, minute 20 remaining in the third. Kathman to Gazelle on the left wing. Sophie dribbles in one-on-one off the glass, rolls it off the back. Pulled down by Wilkinson, and here come the Pirates. Ah. Launching three from the right side is West again. That one's not good off the front of the rim. Coach Taylor yelling to his dogs. They've got it in the hands of Larrison, the freshman with the big game. Partial travel, and what a block shot that is by Gazelle as Wilkinson tried to put up a layup. And Sophie said, not a chance.
That was a great play by Gazelle there at the rim. Carly Adams checks in for the Pirates for Leah West, giving Leah West a breather here.
6'1 senior for 6'1 senior, and the possible 6'1 Lydia Haskamp comes out for Batesville, replaced by Claire Sainer. And there is another three attempt air ball from the hands of Miley Wilkinson. Sainer picks it up for Batesville, and here comes Nora Wiedemann. Less than 40 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Bulldogs trailing the Pirates by 10. Kaylin Kathman directing traffic. 30 seconds now. Gets it back to Gazelle. Sophie's on the left wing. She's covered by Larrison. Over to Wiedemann now. No pass, and she finally gets it back to Sophie.
18 seconds remaining.
Make it 15, and here's Gazelle on the wing. Once again, driving in, does not have it yet, and she loses the ball right into the hands of
Emma McQueen.
McQueen, and getting it underneath. Oh, big foul by Sainer as Miley Wilkinson tried to come in for a layup for Greensburg. That was a football foul right there. Big hit by Claire.
That was Emma McQueen with a great play there at about 10 seconds ago to steal the ball and give Greensburg another possession.
The reason I couldn't tell who it was is Coach Taylor was up
his job,
getting
coaching.
Things done. Exactly. And so this will be Wilkinson, who has not scored yet in the game. With a pair of free throws. First one rolls good. That's an 11-point lead now with 1.9 seconds remaining in the third quarter for Greensburg. Rough third quarter for Batesville here. Second one's also good. 12-point margin, 39-27, and the ball comes in. Long lob from Kathman, and that's going to do it. Fourth quarter excitement is on the way in a few moments as the Greensburg Pirates have taken a 12-point lead over the Batesville Bulldogs. But girls' action continues. That fourth quarter that should be exciting is next on WRBI 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Story of the game here at Greensburg, where the Pirates lead the Batesville Bulldogs 39-27 in girls basketball, was that third quarter. The Pirates outscored the Dogs 17-7 in that period. In the first quarter, it was 9-8 Greensburg. In the second, it was 13-12. But now 17-7, the Bulldogs are going to have to really come on here in the fourth to make things happen and turn things around.
Yep, I anticipate Batesville to put the press back on with a 12-point deficit here with 8 minutes to go.
Pirates the inbound from midcourt. To start the period, it's going to be Allie Powers going to Miley Wilkinson. Comes across midcourt. And the Pirates are at it.
Leah West back in the game for the Pirates.
And she sure is. And it's stolen away by the Bulldogs. Here comes Allie Peters scooping it away to Kaylin Kathman. Three-pointer from the corner for Maddie Haskamp. It's off the rim, not good. Second shot put up, also not good for Batesville. Rebounding is Carly Adams, and here come the Pirates once more. Still leading by 12, 39-27. 7:25 to go in the game. And a long NBA three off the hand of Carly Adams was not good. Rebound as teams both dive to the floor. And nobody possessed it, but Coach Simpson called a timeout quickly. And so I think it is going to be Greensburg ball. And so let's stay right here. It's Jim Williams with Colin Rigney. And what's happening so far in this half, Colin, numbers-wise?
A lot of missed shots so far. Batesville got a great look in their first possession with Kaylin Kathman penetrating the middle of the floor and finding Maddie Haskamp for an open look and just couldn't get it to fall.
Yep, that the point guards on both these squads, I'm so impressed with really getting it done. But, man, the Pirates really came on in that third quarter to expand this lead to 12 points, biggest it's been. And now, of course, they want to maintain it for the next 7 minutes, 18 seconds. And the Bulldogs want to eat into it. Let's see if they can as the Pirates inbound with Mary Harmon under their own bucket to our right. There is the quick shot off the pass by Miley Wilkinson, and foul on the Bulldogs. That is a second of the game for Kaylin Kathman.
Team's first in the fourth quarter.
And that puts Wilkinson on the stripe for a pair. First one away, rolls good. 13-point lead now for Greensburg, 40-27. This game was very, very close through the entire first half. It's expanded with a big Greensburg lead through the third quarter, and that second shot was not good. Leah West dove for the rebound but could not get it, so it's going to be Batesville ball. And taking a seat is Carly Adams for Greensburg. Again, her Pirates lead by 13, 40-27, 7:08 remaining in the game. Here's Gazelle, quickly up front. It goes to Kaylin Kathman, thinks about a shot, rockets it inside to Lydia Haskamp, off the glass for no points at all, not even a bounce off the rim. And all the way down to Wilkerson it goes. She's got a jumper on the right side. That's not good. And quickly rebounded. Allie Peters brings it down 1-on-3. Can she avoid a travel with a slide?
Nope,
she does.
Steal by Claire Larrison.
Taken out of her hands by Larrison. And so here, once again, is Harmon for the Pirates. And gets into a jump ball with Kathman. Possession arrow going to the Bulldogs. 40-27 Pirates, 6:37 to go in regulation. Batesville needs to start coming on with lots of offense very quickly. They have a chance of turning regulation into overtime. Here is Allie Peters in the front court. Goes right back to Sophie Gazelle. Gazelle directing Lydia Haskamp. Hook shot off the back of the rim, not good, but she'll be shooting two free throws. Foul on the Pirates. This going to Emma McQueen, her third, and the first foul of the fourth quarter for Greensburg. Lydia Haskamp on the stripe. First shot good. She only has 2 points in the game. Make that three. Lydia used to be one of the top scorers.
No, she hasn't. She didn't play a whole lot in the first half.
Exactly. Foul trouble early was a problem. And so the second one is bounding left side off the rim. Pulled down by the Pirates. Larrison almost traveled with it, but no call. And there is a jump shot, clean block by the Bulldogs. Allie Peters bringing it up full court behind her back. She stops and pops and is blocked. And then in off the glass for two is Lydia Haskamp. And she's going to get a free throw as she was fouled. That charges to Mary Harmon, her third. Second foul of the fourth quarter, 40-30. That bucket cut it to. Sainer getting ready to come back in for Batesville. Replacing the hard-working Allie Peters. Lydia Haskamp. With three fouls and a free throw that goes good. She's now got 4 6-points in the game, 40-31, cutting the lead to just under 6 minutes remaining.
Here's that Batesville press.
Allie Powers brings it up and breaks it, gets a nice pass up front, and that is to Emma McQueen. It's not good, and
another block shot by Gazelle.
Yep. Sophie with the hops there. Keeps it in possession of the Pirates, however. Allie Powers to throw it in. She can't find anyone to pass to. Finally does. And there is a hook shot for Leah West that goes down. And I think she's going to get a free throw. She is. That's going to be good. And it's going to be a foul on Maddie Haskamp. And only the second personal for Maddie in the game. But it does increase the Pirate lead. And the free throw by West is in and out. Not good. But they lead by 11, 42-31. 5:40 remaining. Sophie Gazelle to the left wing to Claire Sainer. Three, good! That was a huge shot for Batesville, 42-34.
Claire Sainer with a couple big threes in this game.
Cuts the lead to eight. And dribbling in for a layup and missing it over the rim is Claire Larrison, who scored on everything she took in the first half. Only has one bucket here in the second half, but she does have 14 to lead all scorers. And timeout called by Coach Taylor. We'll take one as well. With 5:21 remaining, it is the Pirates 42, the Bulldogs 34 on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier Dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system, or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
5:21 remaining in this girls' afternoon game between the Batesville Bulldogs and the Greensburg Pirates. Greensburg with a three-pointer going up, and it's off the left wing and the rim, not good. And Mary Harmon rebounds to put it back. It's also missed and pulled down by Maddie Haskamp of the Bulldogs. 5:08 remaining. Down by eight are the Dogs. Sainer on the right wing. Gets a screen. Doesn't have a shot. Kathman partially blocked, and that was going to be knocked back in by the Bulldogs, but goes into the hands of Mary Harmon of the Pirates. She brings it up court, goes over to the left side to a three-point jumper from the left corner by Claire Larrison. The freshman knocks it down. 45-34 is our score. Just over 4.5 minutes remaining now. Bulldogs need points. They go to Sophie Gazelle, left wing. And Sophie drives on Wilkinson. Can she get a pair? She bounces it off the rim. It's not good. The gal guarding her picks it up the rebound. Miley Wilkinson, she brings it across midcourt. Back down now to Larrison. Over to the left wing, that's Allie Powers. Wilkinson now. Dribbling left. Bringing it up once again to Larrison. Over to the right side for the Dogs. Jumper, that good for Wilkinson. Her first of the game, she has three free throws. It's 47-34, and this is rapidly becoming out of reach for Batesville. 47-34 with 3:50 remaining. And wide open for a layup, however, is Sophie Gazelle. She scores it to pull closer at 47-36. 3:45 remaining, though. The Pirates may be in a position where they don't need to worry about things like that. Up front it goes to Leah West. Now underneath for a bunny shot. That is Larrison. 5 points this quarter, and she's still the lead scorer in the game. It's 49-36. And, Colin, let's stay here. And what's showing up stat-wise as the extended lead goes to the Pirates?
The one thing I can say is it looks like with Batesville having to press the whole second half and most of the first half, I think they're getting a little bit tired, which is creating some easy baskets for the Pirates.
That makes total sense. And what hustle on both teams' parts. They've really been going after this one hard.
Absolutely. I know of a couple big steals from Emma McQueen and Mary Harmon in Greensburg. And on the other end, Sophie Gazelle with a couple huge block shots there at the rim.
Yeah, the athleticism of both these girls' squads is just amazing. And what a rivalry it is. It's unfortunate that the lead is ballooned so big, but that certainly says something great about the Pirates, and they will represent the region well with the EIAC conference title that they would secure with this victory. Bulldogs, if they can come back, will get a share of the title. But right now, it looks difficult with 3:33 remaining and a 13-point deficit. Leah West back on the floor for Greensburg, along with Mary Harmon. Also, Allie Powers. I believe Miley Wilkinson is still out there as well. And Claire Larrison, the super freshman. She's had a huge impact today. Again, the leading scorer. If they didn't have Larrison, Batesville would be in command of this game. 3:28 remaining. 49-36. Kathman goes to Gazelle on the left wing for Batesville. And Sophie gets the ball back, launches a three. Looked like it was good, but it was off to the right. Not there. Allie Powers pulls it down for Greensburg. Comes all the way down and gives it away to Wilkinson, who travels just before stepping in for a two-pointer. 3:10 remaining. Still a 13-point lead for the Greensburg Pirates. Kaylin Kathman coming across midcourt. Needing points in a hurry. 3 minutes left. Here is Gazelle going inside, and
that'd be a foul on Leah West.
Foul on West indeed. Gazelle, who was injured briefly in that first half, came back, and she is giving it everything she can. Sophie to the stripe. She has 2 points this quarter. And make it three. And it gives her 10 for the game. Second shot for Sobey. Back off the rim, not there. Rebound from Lydia Haskamp. Jump ball, possession arrow to the Bulldogs as Maddie Haskamp checks back in for Claire Sainer. So it's a 12-point margin now on the one free throw being good, the second not. 49-37, but it is baseball ball under their bucket. Gazelle inbounds to Allie Peters. Lydia Haskamp setting a screen. Gets it back to Gazelle for three. It's off the rim, and no, it almost bounced down. But then pulling down the rebound is Leah West. Powers bringing it up quickly for Greensburg now. Over to the right wing. Wilkerson almost had a shot. Powers does. Air ball on the three, but touched by the Bulldogs, they say. So it's going to remain Pirate ball. 2:34 left to go. 49-37, the Greensburg lead. Allie Powers gets the inbound pass. That one is clearly knocked out of bounds by Leah West. This will be baseball ball. 2.5 minutes. Short time to get 12 points. It's been done. It's just difficult to do. And Carly Adams is back in, replacing Powers for Greensburg. Kaylin Kaufman with the ball for Batesville. 2:25 left. Kaylin to her left to Allie Peters. There's Maddie Haskamp. Back up to Peters, who goes right side of the circle against Leah West. Doesn't have a shot. Gets it to a wide open Lydia Haskamp for three. It's not good. Off the glass. And foul on Gazelle. That's going to be Sophie's fourth with 2:10 remaining. 49-37 remains our score. Greensburg looking at a win here and a league championship in the EIAC. 2:05 remaining.
Well, half-court trap court here by Batesville.
And over to the left wing it goes into the hands of Carly Adams. And there is Leah West with the score. Makes it 51-37. And there's a minute 50 remaining. We'll see if the Bulldogs can get closer. Kaufman on the left wing with a pass from Gazelle. Kaylin drives toward the baseline. No. Cut off by Harmon. Steps back for a three. Nails it.
That's a big shot for Batesville.
Kaylin Kaufman makes it a 9-point deficit with 51-40 and a minute and a half remaining. And a steal in the backcourt goes off the Pirates. It is Batesville ball. Still alive, down 9 with a minute 26 left. Or down 11, rather, with a minute 26 left. That's what I meant to say. Kaufman inbounds it to Peters. Here's Gazelle. Looking for a pass. Back to Kaufman. Bounce inside. Picked off by Leah West. And West brings it all the way down court. She's fouled by Gazelle and will be shooting two. Sophie fouls out of the game with that one.
Foul number 23, Sophie Gazelle, her fifth.
What an effort by Sophie today. She was shaken up for a while, came back from an apparent injury.
I know it may not show in the points category, but she's had an outstanding game, especially on the defensive end.
Absolutely. What an athlete she is, no doubt about it. Puts Leah West on the stripe for a couple more here. First one's good. Makes it 52-40. We'll hope to talk to Coach Taylor after this. And remember, we've got boys action tonight back in Batesville. And the second shot for West. Front of the rim, not good. And going up for the rebound, Lydia Haskamp was fouled by Carly Adams. Number 44 on number 44.
Foul. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. For a 6'1 young woman, kind of surprised. So the Bulldogs inbound with a minute 7 left. Crossing midcourt is Kaufman. She comes left, gets a screen inside, passes it out to Sainer, up for three, glass not there. Rebound by Peters. Allie spins, gets it to Sainer once again, who drives for two, and that's going to go. And count two with a free throw coming. Sainer, lone senior on this ball club. That is going to be Miley Wilkerson with her third foul. 52-42, 52 seconds remaining. With no lack of fight in these Bulldogs. Wow. Bucket good, free throw good. Makes it 52-43. Cuts the lead to 9, 52 seconds remaining. Can it be done? Theoretically, yes. Full court pressure applied by the Bulldogs here. They need a steal, and they need it quickly. Do not get it. Bringing it up is Larrison. She goes back to Harmon, and she is fouled, I believe, by Kathman. Let's see. And that will be Kaylin with her third. And that fifth team foul of the quarter means two free throws the rest of the way each time for Greensburg. 52-43, 45 seconds on the clock. First shot for Harmon is good, her third point of the game. Puts the lead back at 10. Second one, also good. And checking back in for Greensburg is Emma McQueen. She will sub for Carly Adams. And here come the Bulldogs once again. With Peters and Kathman, Kaylin sets up for three. Off the glass, not there. Rebounding and getting fouled hard is Maddie Haskamp. And that's going to be on Miley Wilkerson.
Be her fourth.
35 and a half seconds remaining in this one. Haskamp to the stripe with 7 points so far in the game. First one's good. Bulldogs keep scrapping.
Carly Enums re-enters for the Pirates for Emma McQueen.
It's probably a good move on Coach Simpson's part. 10-point lead. Wants to protect it. Haskamp second. Back of the rim, not good. Leah West comes down with it. Kathman trying to cover in the backcourt. Foul not called, and there's a foul that is called. Push in the back by Kathman.
Oh, they're going to hit her with
intentional. Oh, my. Yikes. Kaylin's fourth personal. This will give two shots to Leah West. 54-44, 28 seconds remaining on the clock. First shot with nobody on the lane for West is good. He has 5, 10, 12, 14, around 20, and a quiet 20. The second shot also good. We'll give you the exact total after it's over. 56-44 on the intentional foul. Both shots are good, and the Pirates get the ball. You heard Coach Taylor tell the Bulldogs to go for the ball. Let's see if they can, and Sainer tries to, but runs right into West again. That was not intentional. Just a regular foul, but Claire gets her third of the game. And again, two free throws the rest of the way for Greensburg. 27 seconds exactly. First one very short. Clanks off.
Emma McQueen
comes back in.
And Allie Powers comes back in.
With Allie Powers. Powers with only 7 points in the game, not as productive as I thought, but it has been a quiet, 20 or so for Leah West. And we'll check the exact total when we're done. Second one's good. It's 57-44. 20 seconds remaining for the Batesville Bulldogs. Kaylin Kathman in with a layup high off the glass, not there. Allie Powers rebounds it, takes it back all the way for Greensburg, and she's in for two. 9 points for Powers. 10 seconds remaining on the clock. Kaylin Kathman for the Bulldogs. Goes to her right, doesn't have a shot. Launching a three from the corner is Lydia Haskamp. Nice one for the near six-footer, and that is it. Huh. Fast, furious. What a contest it was. Very close most of the way. Two girls' teams that are rivals and pretty much each other's equal. Really going after it. What a contest, and Colin Rigney and I will be back to tell you all about it in a few moments. What we do know is that the final score is Greensburg 59, Batesville 46. Whew, glad to have brought it to you on WRBI FM, also WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
Wow, what a girls' contest we had at Greensburg this afternoon. It was tight almost all the way. Opened up in the fourth quarter in favor of the Pirates, and they hung on to a 13-point lead to win it 59-46. Jim Williams with first-time broadcaster Colin Rigney. And Colin, you've done a great job, and you've got some numbers that can probably explain this 13-point Pirate win, Bulldog loss.
Yes, we'll start with Batesville. Batesville on the game shot 9 of 31 from inside the three-point arc.
Wow.
Which was 29%. They shot 5 of 14 from outside the arc at 36%. Most of those coming from senior Claire Sainer. They shot 15 of 22, which is 68% from the foul line, and had a total of 15 turnovers. The Pirates, on the other hand, shot 18 of 39 from 2 for 46%, and they shot 2 of 12 from 3 for 16%, and a total of 17 for 24 from the foul line.
Wow.
And they had a total of 18 turnovers. A lot of turnovers in this game, Jim.
Boy, no kidding. There sure were. That is very interesting. And the game really ballooned, like I say, late in the third and through the fourth quarter in favor of the Pirates. Colin, did you see anything particular late in that second half that really worked to the advantage of Greensburg?
I know I mentioned earlier, I think Batesville spending most of the game pressing.
Yep.
Got a little bit of tired legs, and that gave Greensburg some easy buckets. On top of that, Batesville battled some foul trouble.
Yes.
Throughout the game. I know Allie Peters, Lydia Haskamp, and Sophie Gazelle, three of their best players were battling foul trouble all game.
And were out at various times for various stretches. I think you're exactly right on that. Let's take a look at the unofficial point totals for this one. We're pretty close, but just want to make a little disclaimer there. It was apparently 22 points for Leah West, and it didn't look in the first half when she only had five like she would get to her normal type of average, but she sure did. A lot of free throws in the second half, as well as a tray and three buckets. 22 points unofficially for Leah. Also 19 for the freshman Claire Larrison. Can't say enough about the 5'11 freshman. Wow, what a force she's going to be for three more years for the Pirates.
Yes, she is. And I'd imagine that Coach Taylor, though I'm sure he knew that she's a good player, I'm sure he was not expecting to have to worry about 20 points coming from Miss Larrison.
Exactly right. Also, for the Pirates. It appears to be 9 points for Allie Powers. She was relatively contained. Also, 5 for Miley Wilkinson and 4 unofficially for Mary Harmon. Now, for the Batesville Bulldogs, they were led, again, unofficially by senior Claire Sainer with 11. And what a job she did trying to pull the rest of her teammates along. Sophie Gazelle ended up with 10. If she hadn't been out for a time injured, it probably would have been more. And what a great job Sophie did to come back and really try to save her teammates in that fourth quarter. What grit and determination it was.
Absolutely, and she played outstanding, in my opinion, on the defensive end, being a rim protector on the glass. I know, what'd you say, she had 10 points overall?
It looks like 10, yes, sir.
And those are things that don't necessarily show up on the stat sheet. So kudos to her. And she is a freshman as well, I think, isn't she?
Yep. Nope. No, she's a junior. Sophie has a little experience, but still, great youth on both these squads, and only one senior on each. Taking a look at the rest of the points unofficially for Batesville, it was Lydia Haskamp with only 9, also 3 for Allie Peters, 8 for Maddie Haskamp, and 6 for Kaylin Kathman, the point guard, and a well-played ball game, I think, for the most part, by both teams. Again, it kind of fell apart late in the second half for Batesville as Greensburg continued to do well, but I don't think we could have asked for a more exciting early part of a Saturday afternoon.
No, it was awesome, and it was a great way to spend the Saturday afternoon, and I know both these teams on the boys' end have games tonight to look forward to.
Absolutely, and taking a look at the schedules, Colin, as the Batesville game goes by for Greensburg, I think they're probably feeling pretty relieved to be past this one. They've got New Palestine and Lawrenceburg to wrap up their regular season. The Bulldogs have only South Decatur coming up for one more contest on the 23rd, and that will conclude theirs. Of course, the sectional draw is tomorrow, and what does a new person in the state expect from that? I understand it's very exciting.
Yeah, yes, it is.
And intense,
it'll be intense. Yes, it'll be at 5 o'clock. I think 5 o'clock tomorrow evening, and there will be a lot of people tuning in to the IHSA network to figure out who they're going to draw, and I'd imagine. Obviously, I'm not the coach, but I'd imagine that these two teams, the Pirates and the Bulldogs, would like to avoid each other.
I bet they would. Yeah, play anybody else but Batesville. Play anybody else but Greensburg. That's probably the desire of each squad. You're absolutely right. What a game we had here today. Again, our final 59-46. It ended up being a 13-point margin, but it was really close most of the way. And we do want to remind you of our outstanding sponsors on the broadcast, including Ison's Family Pizza, the home of Coach's Corner, where Mitchell Taylor will be to discuss it on Monday night. Also, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, and Margaret Mary Health. Also, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and by Nobby Mower Shop. Colin and I will be back to wrap things up and say so long for this afternoon, and then I'll head back to Batesville and bring you the boys' game later on tonight. So a few more words coming from us in just a few moments on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.
A cancer diagnosis can be overwhelming, but having convenient access to a team of professionals you can trust makes all the difference. At Margaret Mary Health, they partner with oncologists from the Christ Hospital in Cincinnati. Their cancer experts are experienced and knowledgeable, but most importantly, they have your best interests at heart. If you've recently been diagnosed with cancer or would like a second opinion, they'd love to help. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary online at mmhealth.org.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Jim Williams and Colin Rigney back at Greensburg High, where the Pirates have beaten the Batesville girls 59-46, and what an EIAC game it was that gives the Pirates the league title for the season. We are brought to you by more outstanding sponsors, including Gehring's, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Mary Huntington Allstate, also Great Plains Communications and Ivy Tech Community College. And Colin, this was just an epic battle. I really, really loved the way these young women played, and they were, back and forth most of the way. Greensburg asserted itself late to get the big 13-point lead that ended up being the final margin, but they know they were in a contest with this one for sure.
Absolutely, and Jim, I know you're not from here, but this is a typical Greensburg-Batesville matchup in any sport, really.
If it's every time, then I want to be there every time.
Especially on the hardwood. Both of those teams do a great job competing, and there's just a little extra edge in this type of game, just because I know both teams wants to beat each other.
That's it. It's an edge. Yeah, there was something gritty about this one, right?
And on top of that, they were both vying for a conference championship.
Yep, and a tough one for the Bulldogs, but a great one for the Pirates, and we shall see what happens in the big draw tomorrow. Again, 5 o'clock on the IHSAA network, and I know we're all going to be glued to the screens for that. But Colin Rigney, thanks so much for joining us and making your broadcast debut. I have a feeling it will not be your last.
Thank you to WRBI for having me. I had a blast. This was great.
We're very glad to have you, and thanks for filling in the stuff that I didn't know, because I don't know a lot.
No problem. No
but,
problem.
We really do appreciate it. And everybody, coming up tonight, it will be boys action back in Batesville as Connersville joins the Bulldogs. And we'll be back there for that beginning around 7:15, tip off at 7:30. It's doubleheader day. And so glad to be with you for both. Thanks to the boss, Brent Lee, back in the studio for making it sound better than we probably deserved. But it worked out just great. We've got some ABC News in and more. So I'll talk to you again in a few hours, and I think you guys will all hear from Colin Rigney again sometime soon. Colin, thank you so much. And Brent, thank you as well. We'll talk to you just later on this evening around 7:15, everybody, right here on 103.9 FM, WRBIRadio.com, and the new WRBI app.